Hello and welcome to Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. On this show, I'll be interviewing organizations located in and associated with Magnuson Park to learn more about who they are, what they do, and how you can get involved. Today, I have Patty Burke from Broadway Bound Children's Theater with me. Patty, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's just get started here. If you could tell our listeners your role at Broadway Bound and how you got started there.
Well, I joined Broadway Bound as managing director last September 2022. Before that, started originally, I was a parent, and my parent volunteer job was to write a proposal in response to an RFP from Seattle Parks to manage and renovate Magnuson Park Theater, which is in Building 47. And so I helped write that, and then we got a nod from Parks, and so then I joined the board because I felt like I needed some sort of official connection so that we could, you know, talk about what the deal should be and all that. And then once we really got it, then there were lots of things that we all needed to do, so I joined as managing director.
All right, so a little bit more of a connection to Magnuson Park coming into Broadway Bound, so that is great to hear. What about Broadway Bound? Can you give us a little overview of the organization and its history?
Of course. So we were founded over 26 years ago by a man named Jimmy Nixon. He was an actor, dancer, performer, originally from New York, came to Seattle by way of L.A. He had a 9-year-old daughter at the time. Her name is Raya Nixon, and she was mad about musical theater. And Jimmy didn't see any programs that were really going to meet her needs. So he started one in the basement of a church, a Baptist church in Fremont, with just a handful of kids, his daughter and a handful of kids. And it just kind of took off. So, you know, growing every year. And we have performed in many different theaters. The original model was we would rehearse somewhere. And for many years now, it's been at the U Heights building in the University District. And then we would vagabond around looking for theater space. So in, you know, the Moore and ACT and Rainier Arts and Shoreline and places like that. And then, you know, at one point we were actually in the Magnuson Park Theater for a few years. So that's kind of what we do. We've served 25,000 plus kids in that 26-year period. We serve kids from 5 to 18. Some kids, you know, they do a show or two with us and then they go and they play baseball or basketball or do something else. And some kids, they become theater kids. They just catch the bug and they do quite a few shows with us and sometimes even go on to study theater. But we've done 80 plus full scale musicals. We take set, costumes, lighting, everything super seriously. So the kids have a pretty elevated experience and we think the shows are pretty amazing.
So a long history for the organization, a lot of productions going on, a lot of young people involved and getting some really unique, interesting experiences with the theater. So what can you tell us about the Broadway Bound, the school year productions? What types of shows are you doing for that?
Well, we call that main stage. So typically we have two sessions. We have one in fall and one in spring. Most often we do two shows each session, one that's more geared toward kids that are between, say, 5 and 11, and one that is for the older kids, 12 and up. So, for example, last fall we did Frozen, was wildly popular with the littles, and then we did Elf the Musical, right, with the older kids. Typically, then in spring, you know, we'll do another set of shows. This year, we're only doing one spring show because everybody was crazy about Matilda. And so we just decided to go with that.
Well, Elf and Frozen sound like a lot of fun. And Matilda is definitely a great show to put on. Really looking forward to that one. So for young people who are interested in being part of these productions, what is the audition or registration process look like for them?
Well, one of my favorite things about Broadway Bound is that we operate as, I always tell people, we operate as a no-cut sport. So our audition process, kids prepare a short snippet of a song, you know, and a short monologue. And they sign up on our website. They register. It's $50. And they come in and they audition in groups of, you know, between 5 and 7, 8 kids. And everybody who auditions is cast. You know, depending on the production, a particular kid might be in the ensemble. Another time they might be a lead. They might be a supporting actor. But everybody is cast. And then when we put on the shows, everybody is mic'd. We want to hear everybody's voice. So that's a really special piece of it. And usually the auditions are in late September, so mid to late September, and then, you know, sometime in February, you know, for the spring shows.
All right. So even though there is kind of that audition process, so to speak, it sounds like everybody's getting a chance to be a part of the cast, of the production, and getting their own special role in that, getting that, again, that experience and the skills with the theater and the productions. There's also, I know, of the summer camps. How is that different, or what does that look like compared to the school year productions?
Well, our founder, Jimmy Nixon, used to always joke that parents could drop their kids off right when school got out and pick them up right before it began again, because we have camps all throughout the summer. And the way they work, most of them work, is that they're a week long and they're focused on a particular show. So kids can choose, like they really, really love a certain show, Hamilton, say, and they just want to focus on a few songs and a little bit of a kind of on Fridays of these camps, they do a little review kind of performance for their parents. So they're focused on that show throughout the week.
So more of maybe an intensive look at a specific show.
Yes.
And really honing those skills and getting that experience.
Yes. And for a lot of kids, the summer camp is a great intro to, you know, maybe they think they've gone to some shows, maybe professional theater, maybe one of ours, and they think, oh, I think I'd like to do that, but they're not really sure. And it's a way to kind of dip their toe in. And we get tons of kids that come to the summer camp and fall in love with musical theater, and then we see them at auditions when fall rolls around.
Then what does the registration or audition process look like for the summer programs?
Well, I think as most parents know, registration for almost any summer program that is fun is a frenzy in about January, February. So we do have all the camps listed on our site, and people can select. At this point, many of them are full. We do have a really special program coming this summer that will actually be at the Magnuson Park Theater. It's a 3-week intensive where kids look at musical theater from all sides. They do prepare a performance for the end of the session, but they also get to work on costuming and sets and lighting and all that kind of stuff. So that, I think there's still a few spaces left. It's like from the end of July to the mid of August.
So with the school year productions and the summer camps, you mentioned there's kind of a wide age range for Broadway Bound as a whole. Are there various ages or age groups for those different programs, the school year productions and the summer camps?
Yes. Sometimes we mix and match a little bit on the productions. Like, for example, with Matilda, there are roles where the person is supposed to be an adult and roles where the person is supposed to be a kid. So it's a lot easier in a situation like that to mix and match a little bit. But generally speaking, we kind of group for productions between, say, the youngest are 5, or kindergartners, and they're cute as heck, 5 to, say, 11, and then 12-year-olds through high school. For summer camps, we do kind of group kids within, you know, a 2-3-year age bracket, because it just works better for what they're doing.
Well, outside of the school year productions and the summer camps, what other programs and activities is Broadway Bound running?
Well, we do something called PAT, Professional Actor Training. And this is a less, it gets planned, but it's sometimes a little bit serendipitous, because what we try to do is find professionals who have some time. And so we have to kind of schedule and cater to what they're able to do. So somebody that's been in, say, a Fifth Avenue production or something like that will come and do stage combat, or they'll come and do some particular piece of acting. We do audition prep. You know, sometimes kids are thinking, oh, I would like to audition, but they just don't really feel like all that comfortable with what am I doing for an audition. So we have that. Those are scheduled typically throughout the summer, as we can schedule them with professionals that are available to work with the kids.
So maybe focusing more on more specific skills within kind of musical theater.
Right. They're typically Monday through Thursday for a couple hours each afternoon, and it gives them a real chance to delve into things. And it also gives them exposure to people that have made theater their career. And they can get a feel for that, the ups and downs and all of that. And it's just a super enriching experience for the kids.
For that, are there specific ages that someone has to be in order to sign up for those sorts of activities?
Typically, it's the kids that are, you know, they're not the teeny tiny ones. Usually they're usually, you know, maybe 10. We kind of go on a case by case basis. If somebody really is interested in something and they're a little bit on the younger side, we're going to facilitate letting them be involved.
And what does the registration process look like for those?
Again, we put it up on our website. We have a program called the CIT program, Counselors in Training. We have kids that have been in our program who want to get some experience working with younger kids. And they volunteer, you know, say a week at a time during the summer. And sometimes they go to a high school that they have to do volunteer service hours and they can get credit for that. But when somebody volunteers for that and we happen to be having a professional actor training course, they get to go for free. And so that's kind of a draw for kids to get involved in the CIT program.
So with all of these programs, the activities, the productions that you're putting on, what sort of skills are youth developing through all of these?
Well, you know, they're the obvious ones, the artistic, you know, acting, dancing, singing, all that stuff. But I believe that the most important things that Broadway Bound teaches are, they're outside of that. They're discipline. They're learning that, you know, how much you put into it impacts everyone else in your cast, and really supporting each other. I mean, one of the big benefits that Broadway Bound brings to a lot of kids is there's such a sense of purpose, the kids working together to make a show happen, that a lot of the kind of typical stuff, you know, social stuff that happens between kids sometimes, particularly when they're, say, in middle school, it just falls away because we don't have time for that. We're trying to put a show on the stage. We gotta go. And so for my daughter, for example, was involved in Broadway Bound. And for her, it was like an alternative universe. I mean, she was just tightly wound with this group of kids that were making something happen. And it was so good for her mental health. So I feel like it helps with the mental health. She developed a lot of confidence. You know, I see kids all the time come in completely terrified in the audition. And then you see them 3 months later and you can hardly recognize them because they're out there belting a song or something. So I feel like it helps on all kinds of different in all kinds of different ways.
So an introduction to musical theater, but also those social skills, like you mentioned, the teamwork, the collaboration, organizing these productions.
And supporting each other, you know, like there's no room for leaving anybody out because every person on that stage has a job and you have to support each other to make it happen.
That's great to hear. For these programs, are there any scholarships or income-based fees for folks who want to be involved but might not be able to afford some of those registration costs?
Yes. So we are very serious about creating access for any kid that wants to be involved. About 25% of the kids who are in our programs now receive some level of financial assistance to be able to do so. That's a big goal of a lot of our fundraising, is to be able to, you know, bridge that gap so that we have the funds to be able to offer that. And recently, we do work very individually with families. If someone calls us and says, hey, you know, I have a kid who would just flourish doing this and I really want to sign them up, but we just don't have the money to do it, we work with them. And more recently, we've adopted, you know, in working with Seattle Parks, they have a kind of like it's a grid chart kind of thing that shows, you know, income, number of people in the family, and what they might be expected to pay. And we've been using that as a rough guideline to be able to, you know, work with people.
You mentioned calling in and talking about those scholarships or helping with the registration fees. Is that the best way for folks to get information on that? Do they go to the website? How do they find out more if that's something they need?
Usually there's an email, office@broadwaybound.org. The person, our operations manager, Chelsea, will receive all those emails, and then she can understand what somebody's needing, what they want, and follow up with a phone call. Sometimes it's a little hard to reach us at our actual phone line because there's a lot of children who are singing very loudly, and, you know, sometimes we're at the theater and things like that. So I would say the first step would be to send an email to office@broadwaybound.org and just let us know what you need, and we'll work with you and see what we can do.
It's great to know that that is available for folks who need it, taking away that barrier so that youth can get into musical theater. But again, some of those other skills, other experiences, working with youth their same age, getting those social skills. So it's great to hear that the scholarships and those fee-based structures or income-based structures are available to folks who need it. If you are just joining us, this is Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. Today, we are talking with Patty Burke from Broadway Bound Children's Theater. Patty, what is Broadway Bound's connection to Magnuson Park?
Well, we're very happy to say that since November, we're actually tenants here in Building 47 at the theater. But we actually have a history here. Between 2014 and 2017, we were able to rent that theater from the previous tenant, and they allowed us to use to rent the theater from them. And we found it to be pretty perfect for us at that time, but there were lots of logistical issues, and we ended up having to move to somewhere else, so much smaller theater. So we are super happy to be home now that we've moved in.
Well, it is great to have Broadway Bound back. Hopefully that theater works out well for some of these upcoming productions you've been talking about. What benefits do you see from being associated with Magnuson Park? You mentioned that the theater here is a little larger, but what other benefits do you see from being in Magnuson Park?
Well, one of the things that we're super excited about is that there are quite a few kids living at Solid Ground in Magnuson, Mercy Magnuson housing, and we want all those kids, or not all of them, because not everybody wants to be a theater kid, but we're pretty certain that there are a lot of kids that would really love our program. So we're excited that we're so close by, and it will be super convenient for them to be involved. So that's a benefit to us, and we hope that we'll be able to provide that benefit for them. That's part of, you know, in talking to Seattle Parks and coming to our agreement, we agreed to earmark some scholarship money for kids that live in Sandpoint, and we've also agreed to provide free and discount tickets so that families that maybe can't afford to take their whole family to a show can, and we've been providing discount and free ticket codes to the family programs managers at both organizations, so we're excited about that too.
Well, one thing I hear from a number of folks who come on this show is the level of collaboration and cooperation between nonprofit organizations located in Magnuson Park. So it's great to hear another organization talking about that is a benefit. Having all of these organizations essentially under one roof, it really fosters that sort of collaboration. So it's always great to hear about that and hear how Magnuson Park is fostering that. So with Broadway Bound Theater, are there any upcoming events or programs that you would like to highlight?
Well, there's a couple. The first is we are currently, so part of our agreement with Parks is that we will take charge of making some much needed renovations to the theater. It is 80 years old. It's beautiful. It's historic. But there, right exactly now, there are some kind of unfun things that we have to take care of, HVAC, some toilet stuff, you know, leaking, that kind of stuff. But we have big dreams of actually renovating the theater, you know, updating it, you know, making it more comfortable for our use and also for patrons to come. And also for, we really want to make it available to other community performing arts groups so that they can rent it and use it for dance recitals and poetry slams and film festivals. And we just want it to become this cool thing. So in order to do that, of course, we need money. So we are currently working on a capital campaign kickoff. It's called Broadway Bound Sings Karaoke. So in March, we had an online karaoke competition, which we asked people to videotape themselves, groups of up to four, so not all by themselves, groups of up to five people, singing their favorite Broadway hit and uploading it to our site. And this month, we have that all in a gallery, and we're just about to launch voting. So people can come to our site, watch the karaoke videos, you know, of their favorite Broadway songs, and vote with dollars for their favorites. And then as towards the end of the month, we'll find out who has the most votes, and we'll invite them to come and perform their selection live on Saturday, April 29th. We're having a live showcase in the theater. We'll also have ahead of the showcase, we'll have a fun VIP reception in the Officers Club, which is in Building 30. We'll have, you know, yummy, you know, karaoke bar food, you know, sliders and tater tots and all kinds of fun things. And Tito's Vodka is sponsoring our signature cocktail, and we're going to have beer and wine, and it's going to be super fun. And we'll also have a silent auction at that reception. The kids will be at the Mountaineers Club. They'll be eating pizza and singing karaoke because that's what they do whenever they get together. And then we'll all get together at 7:30 and watch the showcase. And there'll be a Raise the Paddle where all the funds will go towards renovating the theater. And I'm expecting it to be a blast. So that's happening currently. And then right after we get done with that, there will be a huge frenzy to get the theater completely ready for the opening of Matilda. We've got over a month of shows. Thursday through Saturday nights, and then on Saturday and Sunday, we have matinees. Typically, as I said earlier, we typically have two shows, but this year, because there was so much interest in Matilda, we ended up just focusing on Matilda, and we have eight casts. So there's a lot of kids involved. There's 230 kids or something like that involved in the show.
Wow.
And it's going to just be super fun. It's a super, I mean, I think everyone's kind of aware of it because of the Netflix movie recently. But it's going to be a super fun show, and we're really looking forward to lots of people coming.
That sounds absolutely like a super fun show, as you said. Definitely looking forward to that. And your karaoke fundraising event sounds like a lot of fun. What a unique idea to raise money to make those much needed renovations to one of the facilities and to make it hopefully something that other organizations can use, make it really a benefit for the community. Really hoping that pays off for you and that we get folks to come out to that event. With Broadway Bound, for folks who want to know more about the theater, about these productions, these activities and events you have going on, you mentioned the website broadwaybound.org. What other ways can they find out about you? Social media, newsletters, what does that look like?
Yeah, we're on Instagram, and so we post quite frequently on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We do, if you, you know, connect with us, we send emails periodically, sort of an email newsletter-ish thing, giving people updates on various things that are coming. That's kind of what we do.
All right. Now, if folks are looking to contribute, maybe that's volunteer opportunities, financial, what is out there? What is available to them if they want to contribute to Broadway Bound?
There are so many needs. There's the whole bucket of front of house. We're always, you know, we lasso parents into helping with concessions and ushering and all that kind of stuff. Green room supervisors, all the stuff that's really tied into our program. There's opportunities there. There are also lots of other opportunities where, for example, with the theater renovation, we have a board chaired committee of people who are trying to steer us, help us make good decisions about what to do first, what to do next, where can we find, you know, contractors, where can we find consultants who can tell us, you know, structural engineering limits and all kinds of things like that. So anybody that has those sorts of skills and is interested in helping us make the theater into something really great, we would love to hear from you. It's a pretty exciting process. And I can just personally say that all of those skills are way outside my wheelhouse. And I've been so grateful when people have stepped up and said, hey, I know about this, you know, and can help us make. Because what we're really trying to do is, you know, we're a small arts organization. We don't just have a big pile of money sitting somewhere to do these renovations. We're going to do it in a phased approach over a several years. And so having people that can say to us, well, here's what makes sense to do now, and here's a way to do it so that you're not undoing anything, you're just building on it later. So that's the kind of guidance we're looking for.
Well, it sounds like there are certainly lots of opportunities for folks who want to volunteer their time and energy to give back, to contribute to the work that Broadway Bound is doing. For financial contributions with the, you know, renovations to the theater, putting on these programs, offering the scholarships and income-based structure that you do for some of the class fees, what are some ways that folks can find out about contributing financially to Broadway Bound?
Well, we do have a give page on our site, and there's an option where you can, if you just happen to have some money that you need to get rid of, you can just say all at one time, here, have this pile of money. Or one of the things I'm very excited about is, you know, that's not the circumstance for lots of people, but a lot of people giving smaller contributions adds right up. And so we have something called the Sustaining Circle. You know, people, some of our alums are just, they're, you know, in college or they're just out starting and they're given $5 a month. But that $5 from a whole bunch of people adds right up, and we end up, you know, doing pretty well with the Sustaining Circle. So, you know, for different, it allows people to kind of budget it into their monthly expenses. So that's on the give page too. So think about it. Come on down.
Absolutely. So ways to contribute as a volunteer, ways to contribute financially. Check out broadwaybound.org for more information. With the karaoke, folks picking those Broadway songs, if you were going to be entering into the karaoke competition, what would your Broadway song be?
Well, I would want to do it with my colleagues at Broadway Bound, and we discussed this. I thought about it, and we all discussed it, and we decided that our theme song would have to be from High School Musical. It would be We're All in This Together, because there's so much to do right now, and everybody's kind of working hard and working together to make it happen. So yeah, we're all in this together.
We are indeed. Well, Patty, thank you so much for being here. Really appreciated talking to you and really appreciated learning more about Broadway Bound and looking forward to some of those shows and events that you mentioned. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Celebration. I finally figured.
Thank you for listening to Exploring Magnuson Park. Today we heard from Patty Burke at Broadway Bound Children's Theater, a nonprofit organization that produces exceptional theatrical productions that awaken the very best in children and teens. To learn more about Broadway Bound Children's Theater, visit broadwaybound.org. Some upcoming events happening in Magnuson Park: the Northwest Art Alliance Best of the Northwest Spring Show will take place on April 15th and 16th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Hangar 30. The two-day show offers handmade art in all mediums by 100 talented artists. Check out nwartalliance.org for more information. Also, the Plain Air Views of Washington Festival and Exhibition open call for art deadline is Friday, March 31st. Check out space@magnuson.org for more information. And thank you to everyone who contributes to Space 101.1 FM. It's your donations that make this show and all of our programs possible. If you'd like to contribute, want to learn more about the station, or would like to listen online, visit space101fm.org. And tune into Space 101.1 FM on Thursdays at 2 p.m. for more Exploring Magnuson Park. Next week, we'll learn about Mid-Sound Fisheries Enhancement Group, a nonprofit organization that works to involve local people in projects that will ensure a future for wild salmon. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. Have a wonderful day, and go Mariners. Walking.